used. Witchcraft is a very simple, pared-down form of spell work, which requires only a basic knowledge and understanding of how magic works. A few common objects you can mostly find at home, good intentions, and some positive actions on the part of the person making the wish. For the most part, witchcraft is based upon a very ancient and simple witchy art form, with a little bit of modern magical practice thrown in for good measure. Combined together, they create a totally contemporary way of manifesting for those of us who don't have the time or resources to spend hours performing the complex rites and ceremonies that are often required of more modern witchcraft disciplines. Witching and wishing. I first began experimenting with witchcraft in my early 20s, after finding that the books I was reading about witchcraft and what you needed to do to become a real witch were complicated and often confusing and very time-consuming. Those witches' spells and rituals all seemed to require lots of odd and obscure articles. Apparently, to cast real spells that were actually going to work, you needed all the bells and whistles, literally. But rest assured, you don't need to stress about cardinal points, ceremonial daggers and broomsticks to cast successful spells. Books about witchcraft talked about joining covens, calling the corners and performing complex and intricate self-dedication ceremonies. And to be perfectly honest, I just didn't have the time, nor the inclination, to wander around the woods at midnight wearing nothing but a cotton robe, wielding an elder twig or a chalice of red wine. I couldn't get to Stonehenge to celebrate the solstices, and I didn't have the cash to splash on expensive lotions and potions. Some of the stuff I came across was super weird, weird even by witchy standards. I mean, as for where I was going to get a rusty coffin nail to insert into a pickle in order to exact revenge on a cheating boyfriend, I wasn't particularly sure I even wanted to know. I reckon karma probably takes care of cheating pickles eventually, anyway. Nope, all that ceremony wasn't for me. But the books I was reading at the time made it seem that without doing this stuff, I wasn't a proper witch. Pfft. I decided I liked my magic a little more chillaxed. So I took what I'd learned and instead I started to use very basic ingredients and simple wishing rituals to focus on specific things that I wanted. A house, a new partner, a financial windfall, a new job, and it worked. It was only much later when I discovered a book called Wishing Well, Empowering Your...